Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Did you feel that heat vapor this morning? I got off the train, walked out of the station, and it felt like a hairdryer was blowing. And I was upset because I don't have any hair. But that's another story. That heat is no joke today, folks, with a real feel expected in the triple digits. Off we go to the Weather Center and AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson with the details. Brian, we've got a heat advisory, huh?
We do, Larry. It's in effect until tomorrow. Today's going to be the hottest day of the stretch. It's still going to be pretty hot tomorrow, and then temperatures will come down a bit into the weekend, but the humidity is going to stay pretty high. The humidity today, believe it or not, is actually a little lower than it's been the last couple of days in most spots. But temperatures right now, mostly in the low to mid-90s, and at Newark, it's up to 98 right now. The real field temperature in the city, 97, and we're expecting real field temps to be around 100 this afternoon. We may see a cooling thunderstorm in a few spots, but then, like I said, tomorrow is still in the low 90s. Four temperatures do retreat into the 80s this weekend, but like I said, it will be a little bit more humid, actually, as we head into the weekend. Larry?
Brian, stay cool, everybody. This heat is nothing to play with. Stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather for your updates. And without question, this heat is driving more people to area beaches, and when that happens, officials say the chance for a drowning goes up. Yeah? And in the wake of 6 drownings this summer, Mayor Adams says they're now requiring lifeguards to stay out there until at least 8 p.m. during heat emergencies. Let me explain. See, this is the thing. Swimming is still off limits as of 6 p.m., but it's hot, and somebody's going to try to get in a little extra time in the surf, and that's when the trouble can come up. And to try and douse that trouble, some of the lifeguards will be kept back now. Newsman Mac Rosenberg leading the broadcast this afternoon with anybody interested in some overtime?
66 lifeguards will not be in their chairs, but they will be on standby at beaches for 2 hours after they close till 8. 6 people have drowned at city beaches this summer.
That is unfortunate, and that's why we haven't brought nieces and nephews to the beach. Just us, and then I still stay a little bit further in.
Says Tamiko Beckwith, who thinks beaches in the city should be open later than 6. Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue says just because there are those extra lifeguards.
This is not to encourage more swimming. It's to make sure that if people are out on the beaches, if they decide to go into the water, that we have an emergency crew of individuals.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Orchard Beach.
Yeah, the mayor says, in fact, having an extra set of hands out there at their lifeguard stations will help first responders in the event of after-hours emergencies. The man accused of driving into a crowd of people on the Lower East back on the 4th of July expected in court today. 44-year-old Daniel Hyden was allegedly drunk when he plowed into a group of folks at a barbecue, killing 4, injuring 7 others. This is an incident at Jackson and Water Streets. The grief he allegedly caused was still fresh as hundreds of people turned out for a vigil last month. Hyden held without bail now, charged with numerous counts of manslaughter. Cops say he was riding on a suspended license at the time and went through 2 sets of fences before striking those poor people. Meantime, more came out today about the guy who allegedly drove his vehicle through a nail salon in Deer Park, killing all those poor people. They say he bought liquor and then drove around for hours before slamming into the salon at close to 80 miles an hour. Well, he was in court today for arraignment.
Stephen Schwally sat in his wheelchair and pleaded not guilty through his attorney to the 38-count indictment. Prosecutor Alexander Bopp told the judge, Schwally has no remorse for the 4 dead victims and the 9 who were injured. On the day of the crash, Schwally drove his vehicle all the way to the back of the nail salon. Suffolk DA Ray Tierney later explained.
When that vehicle, that 5,000-pound vehicle, went through the front facade of that building, at 78 miles an hour. Eyewitnesses described it as though a bomb went off.
And he said while Schwally sat trapped in his vehicle, he shouted, get me out of here. I haven't broken any laws. I'm a Marine. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM in Riverhead, Long Island.
Court records show Schwally had pleaded guilty back in 2014 to charges of DUI after hitting a mailbox in his old neighborhood. He got probation and paid a $500 fine. This was 10 years and one day before the Deer Park crash. Terrible situation. Over on 3rd Avenue, police say it was bad enough he was trying to steal a guy's bicycle, but they say the alleged thief also beat the guy with the wrench he was using. This happened about a week ago, around 4 in the afternoon on the 13th. The 51-year-old victim was standing near his bike, had it tied to some scaffolding. Police say the suspect showed up with a wrench. Before he knew it, the suspect detached his bike from the pole. And when the victim told him, dude, stop, that's my bike, he went rogue, hit him with a wrench, and rode off on it. And get this, last seen wearing a construction vest. The victim's injuries aren't life-threatening, by the way, but he's out of a bike. Also in the news today, a new report gives the side eye to Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul for not doing enough to answer the homeless crisis here in the city, saying both have been counterproductive and actually made things worse.
Coalition Executive Director David Giffen says city and state governments aren't doing enough to find housing for families who can't even pay what is considered affordable rents.
The mayor, the city, needs to be investing in 12,000 units of housing per year for 5 years, specifically for homeless and extremely low-income households.
Giffen says Governor Hochul's relocation plan for migrants has gone nowhere.
Really what we need is the governor to use the authority she has and the resources she has to create a statewide resettlement program.
The report says apart from the migrant population, the shelter population increased 19% to 66,000. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York Attorney General Tish James wants to know what you think about some new social media rules she's considering. Governor Hochul already signed the Child Data Protection Act, but as you can imagine, the social media folks are kind of touchy about that.
One of the regulations that's gotten pushback from social media companies would require them to demonstrate how they verify the age of a user, something Danny Weiss of Common Sense Media said is no secret.
They know very well who's a minor and who isn't. In fact, companies specifically market their products to advertisers based on the fact that they know they have young users online.
New York's recently enacted laws were co-sponsored by Brooklyn State Assemblyman Andrew Gonardis, who said the comment period will, in effect, start the clock on legal challenges.
We believe very strongly that our bills will survive legal scrutiny, and I'm just eager for that day to come so that we can actually get these laws into effect.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A New York appeals court told former President Trump, no, you still can't talk, sir. The gag order stands in the hush money criminal case. You know, he'd been trying to appeal that order on the grounds he says that his May conviction constitutes a change in circumstances and the order should be lifted. But the appeals court said, no, or at least not until you're sentenced. After that, you can talk all you want. Judge Juan Merchan imposed the gag order in March after prosecutors raised concerns about Trump's habit of attacking folks involved in his cases. He still denies he did anything wrong.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.